Today, all New South Wales venues must have a QR code check-in system in place to allow the government to track COVID-19 cases. This method has been used Australia-wide, but has now been made mandatory in New South Wales. Using a smartphone camera, you scan your QR code and a link to a survey appears. Your name, location and contact information is then passed to the state government. But who ends up with all of your personal information and what can be done with it? Mark DiPaoli has the story.
As of today, all venues in New South Wales must use a QR code check-in strategy in order to best track the virus. Many businesses have already implemented this system, with the New South Wales government having provided their own QR code free for venues to utilise. Sophie Kotsis, Shadow Minister for Better Public Services, has largely been in favour of this now mandatory system.
From the very outset, we encouraged the government to ensure that there was a compliance and an enforcement scheme in relation to this QR system, and particularly to help in that contact tracing system.
It appears simple, and it is for most, as John Kerrison, Director of Media Content at the New South Wales Department of Customer Service, explains.
A QR code is typically a really easy way to do this, but it's worth noting it's a digital record, so that can be a web form. Digital systems are contactless, they're safer to use rather than lots of people sharing the same pen. And what's really important is this is all about allowing New South Wales Health to respond faster to a COVID-19 outbreak and to do that contact tracing, which they've become so renowned for.
However, Shadow Minister Kotsis has a number of concerns that she feels have not been addressed by the New South Wales government.
I'm just worried that there will be, particularly in some of our multicultural, small-run family businesses, that will get caught out either because, you know, the business is solely run by the family and, you know, they're finding it very difficult to adapt.
Her concerns do not end there.
Customers that don't have a smartphone, what that does is it just means that people, particularly elderly or particularly people from very poor communities, won't have, you know, access, won't be able to go into a cafe or won't be able to go out because they don't have the smartphone technology.
Elderly, those in poor communities, businesses and people with poor internet access will find it more difficult. Around 90% of Australians have a smartphone as of 2020, but that still means that approximately 2.5 million Australians will not be able to be traced if they have COVID-19, but more likely that they will be refused entry from a number of venues. Kerrison insists that QR scanning is still the way to go.
It was easy for those pieces of paper to get lost. It was easy for the records to be scrawled or difficult to read. And when contact tracers came knocking, it was much harder for those businesses to be able to provide that important information we needed to try and keep this pandemic under control.
As Kerrison explains, although it does not solve the issue of poor internet coverage, there is a way to accommodate people without smartphones, likely the elderly, who are by far Australia's most at-risk community.
There is the option, particularly with the New South Wales government, check-in service for people to use a web form as well.
The other issue at hand is the levels of privacy being put online by every Australian. There's no way to hide from it now. Kotsis has tried to convince the government to build more trust with the population regarding their own cybersecurity safety, but to no avail.
When there is a cyber attack, that there is mandatory notification. Unfortunately, in New South Wales, there isn't. The Labor Party had introduced a bill which the government voted down.
To which Kerrison states that,
yeah, we respect those anxieties.
Before going on to inform how the data is kept and what happens when it is no longer needed.
We've got a commitment that data is held securely for 28 days and only provisioned to New South Wales Health in the event that data is required for contact tracing.
It appears to be the most effective solution for tracking COVID-19. However, there are areas where the government can improve. 90% of people is a lot, but it is not everyone. As well as that, there must be some leeway and understanding with businesses who physically cannot comply with the new laws due to, for example, internet coverage, especially considering the current state of the economy.
Mark DiPaoli ending that story.